The morning after. As the fire was brought under control, attention turned to daily worship, with preparations made to move services to the neighbouring church of St. Michael le Belfry. 5 hours and 10 minutes after the fire alarm sounded, the service of Matins began as usual at 7:40 a.m. A member of York Minster's community said, "I don't think I was alone in feeling that it was important that the Minster community were all together at that service." Meanwhile, a canteen was set up to provide tea to exhausted firefighters, and a great cleaning operation began. Offers of help and calls of support came from around the world as people woke up to the dreadful news. Reverend David Newton said, "Mug after mug of tea was now disappearing." York rallied around the Minster. Hotels gave old linens to mop up sooty water. Visitors on holiday in the city swapped sightseeing for sweeping. And financial donations were pledged towards restoration.